Pablo for breakfast.
When people think about weight gain, sleep probably isn't the top of the list. You know, it's usually cutting calories or doing more exercise. So how does sleep play into it?
Absolutely. I think that what happens is that we forget that or don't even know that sleep is actually the third pillar of health. So directly behind diet and exercise is sleep. And the three play somewhat of a bit of a circle, sometimes a vicious circle, if you like, in how they all work together. So it's really important that we are addressing sleep as a priority, just like we would diet and exercise.
So where do you think we're going wrong when it comes to sleep and prioritising it?
I just don't think people are even really aware of it is the first step. Mm. That, you know, that as you said in the beginning, that sleep can impact our weight. And then when we do put on weight, the weight gain can also impact our sleep. So it's really looking at it holistically and thinking about, you know, as you would if you wanted to lose weight, you might join a gym or go on a diet. You tell everybody about it. You might, you know, buy some new clothes, you know, do all of these steps and probably spend quite a bit of money. But, you know, taking a step back and really addressing what is going on in your life holistically could be the first step.
So what should we be doing different when it comes to sleep?
I think that we should be making it a priority, looking at from the minute we wake up. So our sleep actually starts in the morning, believe it or not. So our body works to a 24-hour cycle called a circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And we need to be getting up, getting that natural hit of sunlight before we reach for the coffee so that it can set our circadian rhythm. You know, holding off a couple of hours before we actually start the caffeine, vicious caffeine circle, mm-hmm. can also be really great for our system just to allow a bit of time to naturally work with our body to, you know, to not get the adrenals and the stress going so early, causing us to then probably have later sleep problems that night.
Now, is there anything we should do when we're trying to wind down? Like a lot of people say, you know, you've got the Blu-ray glasses at the moment are very in vogue. People are saying, you know, probably screen time just before bed's not best. Do you have a few tips around that?
Absolutely. So I think that if there's one thing that anyone can take away from this is, first of all, make sleep a priority. Second of all, create a routine. So we need to be going to bed at a very similar time every night. So look at that window that works for you. Work out if you feel good on that. Look at winding down, you know, and while screen time is really bad for us, so is light in general. Mm. So looking at dimming our rooms, dimming our lights, having less light, at least an hour before going to bed, because this, if we've got too much light, it's actually interfering with our hormones. So it's telling the melatonin is kicking in. So it's saying, no, I'm not sleepy, I'm not tired. So it's really fighting against our ability to fall asleep. Drinking some herbal tea, looking at how much sugar we're probably taking too late at night, and avoiding really heavy, spicy meals.
There's some great tips. I've given up coffee this year, so it's been a rough couple of weeks.
I bet.
readjusting, especially the first couple of weeks were all right because I was on holidays. The last couple of weeks have been a bit tougher because obviously back at work in the early mornings. But I'm shocked about how much earlier I'm going to bed. Like, it is mind-blowing. Before, I used to be up 10:30, 11 at night. Every night, getting up at like 4:30 in the morning again, and then you're like in the morning, you're so tired, you're like, oh, go to bed early tonight, get back on track. It never happens. But now, not having coffee, I put my daughter to bed at about 7, and by about 8 o'clock, I am knackered. It's incredible the amount of the impact that caffeine can have.
Absolutely, and people are drinking more than one cup a day, so that's having even more impact on what's going on. So caffeine is a great place to start, as is sugar, you know, and I'm not saying don't do any of it, but really think about when you're consuming it and how much you're consuming.
If you want to find out more info, Shay Morrison and thegoodnightco.com. Jump on there to find out some great ways to get a better night's sleep. We all need it. Shay, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you. Pablo for breakfast.